And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. My name is Luke Hines and I'm thrilled to be with you for the next hour of power to inspire health and happiness both inside and out. Now, I'm a very lucky man today because I'm joined in the studio by two of my absolute favourites, author, podcaster and all-round motivator, Sarah Davidson. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Lukey. Can you wake me up every day like that?
I love that. I'll record that for your alarm clock. And as always, our resident pharmacist and master herbalist, Gerald Quigley. How are you, mate?
Hinesy, I'm very, very well and delighted to be in your company, and Sarah especially, who just gives us that little bit of class this morning.
A little bit of class, but also I would say we maybe potentially have a fourth co-host today. Sarah, have you got anything to announce?
I have a little bump who's joined us. We are 3.5 men today, guys.
Congratulations.
It is a massive congratulations from us.
You just look after little Gerald right through this hour, okay?
Gerald Luke Davidson
is the name. We have agreed, Sarah, that it is Luke.
Luke Gerald.
Yes, it is.
Look, I call it interchangeable. It's a beautiful hyphenated name. Let's go with that.
We are so happy to be here today with everyone listening across Australia right now. We hope that your Sunday is going so well so far and it only gets better from here on in. Buckle up. It is a big show. It's currently Lung Cancer Awareness Month, with one in three of us Aussies having lung disease. We start our show with this very important topic. And yes, in case you're wondering, if you're not a smoker, you can still get lung cancer. Now, I got to admit here, for a long time when I was younger, I simply associated the two as pretty exclusively, but it can affect anyone, can't it, Gerald?
Yes, it can, Hinesy. And it's just something which is really puzzling for health practitioners. And that's why the idea of a national lung cancer screening program is so overdue. Mm. We've got so many screening programs available, and surely that little bit of pick it up early and let's treat it early, because the thing about lung cancer is that often by the time it's detected, it's well and truly established. And that's incredibly sad, particularly for a person that says, I've never smoked, there's no one smoking near me, why me? And I do know friends that have sadly left us because of that situation.
It is an important conversation to have, and we're going to have that with Associate Professor Nicole Rankin, a spokesperson for the Lung Foundation Australia, about that national screening program, the reluctance of some to go to their doctor if they have lung cancer symptoms, and the stigma many feel when they're diagnosed with it. Now, we're also going to have a discussion on achieving an even and radiant complexion in time for the Christmas party season. Sarah, I'm going to admit, I have often looked at your skin and thought, wow. And I'm not just telling you that because of this, but I often look at you. You're so radiant. Before we get into that chat, have you got any tips and tricks for us here, for us mere mortals?
I mean, the feeling's mutual. I just follow Luke Hines on Instagram because he's got wonderful tips on wellness from the inside out.
Well, I look forward to meeting that guy. Sounds like a great guy.
He's a legend most of the time.
We'll be joined by Amy Lamproglou, a pharmacist and skincare expert for Cetaphil, for a conversation on what we should be looking for in our skincare regime for that healthy, radiant skin. And I'm a massive sneezer. I have been sneezing all weekend. We are going to examine a way forward to ease nasal congestion, whether it be caused by colds or hay fever. We're going to chat with Sharon Grombridge, a national training manager at Care Pharmaceuticals, about a natural way forward to ease those blocked noses that we suffer at this time of year. But this is a big but. Do not forget that this show is for you. We are live, meaning we are ready to take your calls right now. It might be a question for GQ about a vitamin, medication or a supplement. You might be looking for diet or lifestyle advice, or you may have a personal story about one of today's topics. Take this number down. It is 131-873. We already got the calls lighting up the board today. But next, the importance of early detection for lung cancer, right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you using a medicated nasal spray? help improve its effectiveness with Fess Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength. It's a natural way to help relieve a stuffy nose due to cold, hay fever or sinusitis, and to help wash away allergens, dust and pollen. Clean and clear your nose before you use a medicated spray with Fess Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength Wash Kit. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Fess at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Keep those calls coming in. We're going to get to them shortly. Our number is 131 873. Give us a call on any of your health issues. Lung cancer is one of the fifth most common cancers here in Australia, with one in three of us having a lung disease. Joining us on the line is Melbourne University's Associate Professor Nicole Rankin, Chair of the Lung Foundation Australia's Lung Cancer Blueprint. Welcome to the show and good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us. We know it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and we wanted to ask you about a national lung cancer screening program, which will be starting in 2025, that has been your main area of research.
Yes, that's right. The Commonwealth Government has funded this new program. It's going to be available to anybody who's had a history of smoking or who currently smokes and is aged between 50 and 70 years of age. So a whole new screening program, just like we have for breast, bowel and cervical cancers.
Nicole, that sounds incredibly exciting and something that is much needed in this area of lung cancer. I think one of the things that is a common misconception is the idea that smoking is kind of the sole or main risk factor for lung cancer. Is that the case?
No, it's not the case. And Lung Foundation Australia really promotes that idea that if you've got lungs, you can get lung cancer. So we know that, particularly in women, about 4 out of 10 women who get lung cancer have never smoked. So it certainly is one of the main risk factors, but there are a number of other risk factors as well that come into play.
Nicole, there's a famous old phrase called the bleeding obvious, but I heard the Federal Minister for Health the other day, I think Friday, and normally when politicians come on, I tend to nod off, and he said 20% of all cancer deaths are a result of lung cancer. If that's the case, why has it taken so long for us to get a national lung cancer screening program off the ground?
Yeah, look, that's a really important question. And mostly it's because up until now, we didn't know what the best test was to use for the screening program. Mm-hmm. There's been some really large scale trials of thousands of people now in both Europe and America, which have conclusively shown that it's low-dose CT scans. Mm. So the regular CT scan that you can have anywhere in Australia is the test that's going to pick up the cancer early enough that we can detect it and then be able to treat it. So that's the thing that's really made the big difference in the last few years.
Great.
It seems like one of the problems as well and the reasons there is a need for this screening test is that sometimes the symptoms are not identified early enough or people, you know, misinterpret and don't know what symptoms to look for. So firstly, I mean, can anyone get lung cancer? And secondly, what are the symptoms that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Mostly the symptoms that we need to be looking out for are things like unexplained weight loss, people being really unwell with having a cough that lasts for 3 weeks or more. But it's one of the challenges with lung cancer is that we know that sometimes the symptoms can be vague and people won't pick up on them. So the most important thing to do is if you have that cough that's lasted a really long time, to go and speak with your doctor and to have it thoroughly checked out. And of course, if you've got other symptoms like shortness of breath or you're having trouble swallowing, you have a hoarse voice, all of those signs should be taken seriously as well.
Nicole, you just mentioned then when you think a cough's been around for a while. Do you have some sort of time frame? Bearing in mind, there are people that have this 100-day cough after COVID that seems to just be quite debilitating. At what stage can they get to their GP and how do they actually insist respectfully to their GP, I'm sick and tired of this cough. Everyone's complaining. I'm not getting better. What's the next step? Is a respiratory specialist the next step?
Yes, certainly. Seeing a respiratory physician is a really important part of figuring out what the nature of the problem might be because, of course, lung cancer is only one of a number of different underlying problems that people might have. The most important thing is that conversation with your doctor and insisting that that cough be taken seriously.
Yes.
And we know that a lot of GPs will make that decision to then refer on and pick up on that sense of urgency after that period of more than 3 weeks. And notwithstanding, obviously things have changed with COVID.
Sure.
But people need that referral on to have further investigations or tests.
Great.
Nicole, I'm a massive fan of spending time out in nature, but I do notice when I come back into busy inner city areas that I'm breathing in a lot of secondhand smoke, I'm walking past a lot of diesel exhaust, building sites with dust or even potentially asbestos. Can you run us through about environmental and occupational factors?
Sure. Look, a lot of the evidence that we have about occupational exposure and environmental factors is really coming to the fore now. We've got some great information coming out of research in the UK that is showing that environmental exposure is a really important factor in lung cancer and how much we are at risk. And there are other factors too, like exposure to asbestos, and we need to take those things into account. Obviously, asbestos increasing the risk of developing mesothelioma. So all of those things play a part. And of course, the most important thing is that people are looking after their health and avoiding those sorts of environmental factors where they can.
It's such an important conversation. We understand how important the research is into lung cancer and, of course, early diagnosis. Nicole, thank you for all of your info. And if anyone wants to know more about lung cancer and Lung Cancer Awareness Month, they can go to lungfoundation.com.au. We hope you have an amazing day. We're going to jump into one of your calls. Kate in Northmead, good morning.
Hello, Kate.
Oh, good morning, all. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was watching Channel 7 the other morning, mm-hmm. and they were talking about cortisol mm-hmm. and listing some of the symptoms that you could have. And I've literally, over the last 9 months, developed every single one of them. I've put on about 18 kilos, which I've never carried in my life. My stress levels are through the roof. I suffer severe depression and anxiety. I'm at my wit's end. I've got a GP that I know that if I mention it, they'll fob it off. But I take meclobamide. So I'm restricted with some of the things I can take. Are there any supplements that could possibly assist me? I can't sleep. I'm stressed beyond belief. This weight gain is certainly not helping. My blood pressure's through the roof, even though I'm on blood pressure tablets. This just seems to be what it could be.
Kate, a complex story and one that's fairly common. And you've got to start somewhere. And it's disappointing to know that instead of your GP putting his or her arm around you and saying, look, these are the sorts of lifestyle interventions we need to look at least get the whole thing started. Now, without knowing exactly what medications you're on, and perhaps I'll give you some lifestyle factors. Sarah's going to talk to you about perhaps some learning to meditate and just settle your stress levels down that way rather than just throw a supplement in. But I'm going to pass you over to her, but could you please drop me an email? Go to the Ask tab on the houseofwellness.com.au website, list your medications, and I'll plug the gaps to help you with a supplement reduce the stress. If you can make sure that you just step back, put all that stress in a shoebox, get your life in order with a little bit of Kate time, a little bit of me time. So, Sarah, you're a meditator and cool, calm, collected person. We've got a very stressed person with all sorts of things, which leads to the weight gain, inflammation, which adds to the whole thing. Mm. Where do we go?
Kate, I mean, cortisol management and stress management is one of the most difficult things, especially in this fast-paced world, and especially with other factors going on with your health. It's enormously stressful, but I do think there are a lot of lifestyle and rituals and routines like meditation that I mean, just do a little Google if you haven't done it before. The research into that stress management, that regular meditation, even guided meditations. There are lots of apps if you can't do it unguided yet that can enormously help the reduction of cortisol.
And comfortable exercise. All those things we just think they're too simple to make a difference. They do make a difference.
It is the simple things, I find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for giving us a call, Kate. Please keep those calls coming in after the break. There will be a lot more here on The House of Wellness. I don't know if I've bragged enough about this, guys, but I went to Bali a few weeks ago.
Oh, stop it,
to
you.
Shoot some amazing stop content it. For The House of Wellness TV show, and I went to an incredible Ayurvedic retreat. Now, there's a lot of ways you can say the word, but when I spoke to one of the experts there, he gave me the best tip. He says, are you Darth Vader? Are you Vader? Are you Vedic? Are you Vader?
Ooh.
So if you're ever not sure how to say it, but once you've nailed how to say it, what actually is this system of Indian traditional medicine? GQ, you're the man in the hot seat. Please.
The hardest thing to do is to summarise Ayurveda in a couple of minutes, but I'll give you a broad outline. The best definition, going back to my notes when I studied this, was a complete system of healing encompassing philosophy, psychology and spirituality, as well as a deep understanding of the disease process. So what this is, Sanskrit is, Ayurveda is a Sanskrit word meaning science or the wisdom of life. Mm. What it does is look at where you are and put you into a dosha. So we each have a particular set of personalities, which is called in Ayurveda a dosha. You two would be a vata. Now, okay. That means, crudely, airy-fairy.
Oh, how very dare you.
All over the
I
joint.
I like to say creative. I think it's all yes, perception, Gerald.
That can be. So there are basically three fundamental vatas, and there are subsections of those. So there's vata and pitta and kapha, and each of them gives you an idea of what disease states over time you may develop. And you may find, so the vata person usually tends to have dry skin or tendency to have dry skin, tends to be very creative, yes, but can't nail that creativity and stay with it, tends to have the idea and walk away.
Easily distractible.
Yep.
Fast twitch.
Well, look at this bloke over here, easily distractible.
He's off with the fairies. I mean, he's forgotten he's on the show.
Oh, hey, we're back in the room.
Good morning.
And so, food plays a massive role. Food,
well, it plays part of a role.
Yeah.
So, because each dosha tends to go to a particular food group. So that the Mediterranean-style person, who is more a pitta, a grounded person, heavier metabolism, slower, tends to constipate, you know, all these sorts of things. It is an absolutely fascinating trend where you would have found, you go to an Ayurveda practitioner and the assessment might take 3 hours where they look at everything about you, how you feel, what you're affected by. That's all recorded and allows the development of a treatment program.
Well, you know the temperature in Bali is hot, hot, hot. Mm. And we sit down on day one and everything is room temperature lukewarm.
Yes.
Because you're not to
do
have things that
warm?
Are very... I do. I just call it warm in my world. It's always lukewarm. And that was interesting because you don't have very cold things. You're not having very cold drinks because they're about keeping your fire burning in your body.
It's balance. So the whole thing's about balance. So we talk karma. They subscribe to the concept of karma, another Sanskrit word, which basically means just your fate. So it's a condition of each life is a direct consequence of actions of previous lives. Now, for Western-trained brains, because that's a fairly modern medicine, so we look at a disease and we treat the disease. Ayurveda says this disease has developed because of imbalances that have happened somewhere along the way. Let's correct the imbalances, and away you go. And it is just a fascinating study of the human being.
I have just found it so interesting that over centuries and centuries, this body of wisdom on like what helps you correct imbalances based on your composition, it just helps guide your life.
Totally.
Like what temperature foods you should eat, what kind of sleep and exercise you're best suited for.
Yes.
And I think people overcomplicate it because it's got a complicated name,
but it's just,
this is how you could, these are some basic principles on optimizing your life.
I brought in a book. I have a string of books of Ayurveda books because of the course I did many years ago. And this is the Handbook of Ayurveda, written by Dr. Shantha Godama. And I'll give the, if if you'd like to know more, drop me an email, houseofwellness.com.au.
Yep.
I'll give you the ISBN number. But it's a very simple understanding and some guidelines in there of Ayurveda.
And the great news is if you head to houseofwellness.com.au, our jam-packed website, we've got a beginner's guide to the ancient health practice of Ayurveda. We're going to jump to a call here quickly. Good morning. How are we today?
You there, Rita?
Hello?
Yes, Rita, we've got
yes,
you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good morning. I turned 70 2 days ago.
Oh, just young, Rita. Just young. Just
happy young. Birthday.
Thank you. I had COVID a month ago. Mm-hmm. At the end of COVID, I have no idea what got in me to go to the doctor, but I've ended up with lung cancer.
Okay.
I am fit. I am healthy. I spent the last 15 years on the golf course, so I'm not around pollutants. Mm-hmm. I don't begin to understand how this happened. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
And that can happen across the board as well, Rita. But look, the important thing is you've had it diagnosed, you're on top of it, you're fit, you're doing all those things, and you are guided by the health practitioner who's looking after you. So, it's a bit of a wake-up call to anybody listening. If things don't seem right, and if COVID's the trigger, go and get it treated, and then the other tests may just help you along the way. So thank you for the call.
Thank you so much for giving us a call, Rita. Please make sure you keep those calls coming in this morning, 131-873. We're going to get to more of those next. But what to do to ease hay fever symptoms right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you face the world with dermatologist-recommended Cetaphil, they do the skincare and you do you, like Australian Olympic swimmer Emma McKeon. Emma loves how new Cetaphil Bright Healthy Radiance Perfecting Serum hydrates her skin. She's got a power-packed schedule, so she needs a serum with the power of 7 benefits in one. It reduces dark spots and fine lines, tones and boosts radiance. Emma gets dermatologist-tested Cetaphil for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace probiotics at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and please phone us 131-873. It might be a vitamin, a mineral, a supplement or medication you'd like to ask us about. If you have any health concerns whatsoever, we are the ones to call. As we all know, allergy season is upon us, which is when we start looking for relief from nasal congestion. Joining us on the line is Sharon Groombridge, a national training manager at Care Pharmaceuticals, to answer our question. Good morning and welcome to the show, Sharon. What can cause allergies at this time of year?
Oh, good morning, Luke. Lovely to speak to you. Look, spring is a key time of year for seasonal allergies. As those plants out there release their lovely pollens, lots of people that suffer from hay fever can start to sniffle and sneeze. The biggest spring allergy pollen is, the trigger is pollen. Trees, grasses and weeds release these tiny grains into the air to fertilize other plants. But unfortunately, they get into the nose of people that are allergenic, and these can affect the body's defenses.
Sharon, it's lovely to have you here this morning. I am definitely one of those people who try and spring into spring every year and then my allergies get right up in my grill. But is it only spring when our allergies can flare up, or can it kind of happen any time of year?
No, unfortunately, allergies can occur all year round. It's called perennial allergies. And this can be particularly due to mold and in the house and dust mites and all of those sort of little things. So, yeah, very, very annoying for some people. It sits there all year round.
That's rude. That's just plain rude.
I agree.
Sharon, we wanted to talk to you about a normal saline salt water spray and the difference between using one that's carefully prepared and one that you make yourself, which is not isotonic and often burn like blazes when you use it. At this time of the year, we have a lot of media stories about thunderstorm asthma. Can you just reassure those listening, particularly those who have asthma, the importance of keeping their nose clean? It almost sounds like a law and order thing. Keeping their nose clean by using the normal saline irrigation constantly, because there's no limit to how often you might use it, is there?
No. These sprays, they're non-medicated. They're purely just saline. So you can use like a a healthy adult like you or I could use, you know, pump 2 to 6 sprays into each nostril as many times throughout the day as you need, as you feel you need. I'm heading out into the garden today. I can tell you the wind is blowing where I am, and I will be keeping it in my back pocket with me all day. Mm. And it just works a treat. Sure. But I think the thing is to keep an eye on those symptoms. The symptoms for allergies can include a runny, stuffy, itchy nose, that frequent sneeze, itching, and for some people, the watery eyes as well.
Sharon, I'm quite new to the idea of a nasal saline spray, and I'm very excited to hear. I've been living under a rock, obviously, but one with lots of pollen under the rock.
The only way the allergy can, the only way the allergenic material can get into your body is through your nose.
It's just fascinating, but it's wonderful to know that there are some ways to ease relief. But not only did I want to just check with you, you know, how to use them correctly and if all age groups can use them. But also I was reading that it's, you know, when you're looking for a particular product, it's important to look for one that has certain approvals. So what are we looking for when we're looking at those products?
Look, the nasal saline sprays are a very, very easy way to for relief. They just simply, they wash away the allergens, the dust and the pollens. You know, they help clean and clear those blocked noses of all the excess mucus. We think one of the best things people can do is to look for one that has been approved by the National Asthma Council and their sensitive choice program. So people can keep an eye out for that little blue butterfly that appears on the pack of certain products, and they're on the pack of certain saline products as well. And they can certainly be used by all age groups. Nasal saline can be used from newborn onwards. So just people should be looking for a range that provides a range suited to the age of the child. The best way to learn, we think, is often from a video. And there's great how to spray, how to wash videos located at the www.asthma.org. And they can just simply look, you know, and work out how to watch the videos and learn how to wash and spray.
You are wonderful. Thanks, Sharon, for your suggestions on easing nasal congestion at this time of year. Be sure to always read the label and follow the directions for use. Let's keep those calls coming. 131-873. Let's jump to Marlene in Geelong. Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning. About 4.5 years ago, I had a backache, and I went to the doctors a few times to give me an X-ray to discover I had lung cancer. Mm-hmm. Now, I got every year I went and got checked, say, 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then they turned around and give me radiation, and now I have just finished having every 3 months a checkup, and I'm moving to 6 months checkup.
Good.
My sister at the same time got lung cancer, same as me. Both of us never smoked. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to know, although I had a brother die with lung cancer, but he smoked, would it be hereditary?
Yes. If you have ancestors, particularly close ancestors, who were smokers, it does increase your risk. And that's why those regular checks, and well done you. I mean, when you think about it, you've had a backache and you go along and suddenly you find there's an issue with your lungs. It just goes to show, if you listen to your body and understand your body and something doesn't seem right, for heaven's sake, go and have it checked out. So well done. But the short answer, Marlene, is yes.
Thank you for the call. Please keep them coming in. We're here for a little bit longer. 131-873. We'll get to more shortly, but after the break, how to achieve radiant skin right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you using a medicated nasal spray? Help improve its effectiveness with Fess Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength. It's a natural way to help relieve a stuffy nose due to cold, hay fever or sinusitis, and to help wash away allergens, dust and pollen. Clean and clear your nose before you use a medicated spray with Fess Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength Wash Kit, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Fess at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You're listening to The House of Wellness, and be sure to phone in 131-873. We'd love to hear from you. We are coming into party season and everyone wants their skin to look and feel its best. Often we think we need to use expensive or strong ingredients to achieve healthy, glowing skin, but that doesn't have to be the case. Joining us on the line is Amy Lamproglou, a pharmacist and skincare expert for Cetaphil to give us some skincare tips to get our skin ready for the festive season. Welcome back to the show, Amy. You've been on the show multiple times now, and we love what you have to tell us. So please help us. It's the party season coming up. My skin can be a little bit sensitive. I know that for 70% of women, this can also be the case. What can we do?
Oh, good morning. Thank you. It's so great to be back. And you know I love talking about skin, and you're right, we are coming up to that time of year where we want our skin to look and feel its best, but we don't want sensitive skin to hold us back from achieving that bright, healthy, radiant skin or enjoying the party. So really, when it comes to skincare, we want to go beyond managing sensitivity to achieve healthy, glowing skin. So using products that are specifically formulated to be gentle while giving us great results at the same time is key. And the good thing is with Cetaphil, you get the best of both worlds. Cetaphil has actually just launched an exciting new skincare range to keep your skin looking its best just in time for the party season. It's called Bright Healthy Radiance, and it has proven efficacy backed by science with multi-action brightening that won't harm or irritate even the most sensitive skin.
Oh, Amy, I mean, Bright Healthy Radiance is exactly what we are all after. That would be the best present we could all get at this time of year. But I think the biggest question really is, how do we get that healthy, radiant skin? And I know there's, you know, four simple steps. Could you kind of summarise those four simple steps for us?
Absolutely. It's a really busy time of year, so we want to keep it simple and stress-free. So the first step is to cleanse the skin to eliminate dirt and dead skin cells that can make your skin appear dull and tired. So cleansing morning and evening with the Gentle Renewing Cleanser really helps to improve skin clarity and brightness from the first use. And it also provides some gentle exfoliation. Then the next step is to target with a serum to really deeply hydrate the skin. So the Skin Perfecting Serum is an antioxidant and brightening serum that works fast with clinically proven results in just 2 weeks. And it also reduces those dark spots, even skin tone, and improves fine lines to boost radiance. Step three, really simple. We want to protect the skin during the day and keep it nice and hydrated while also getting some sun protection. So that's exactly what the Brightening Day Protection Cream does. Then finally, you want to revitalize the skin while you're asleep. And this is when our skin does all its hard work to restore itself. So moisturizing in the evening with a Brightening Night Comfort Cream works while we're asleep. So when we wake up, we have visibly radiant skin.
All right, I'm loving it. But there's four kind of key words I want to run past you. They're key ingredients because brightening seems to be the word. We've got niacinamide, sea daffodil, antioxidant C, and advanced peptides. Now, these all do the heavy lifting and they make us look our absolute best. But when I see those four words, what form do they actually come in?
So they're all formulated within the range. So niacinamide and sea daffodil, they both work really hard to reduce the appearance of dark spots. And then antioxidant C helps to neutralise the free radical damage and the signs of fatigue. Plus, it also helps to boost hyaluronic acid production, which is really important for hydration. Then finally, the advanced peptides in formulation, again, help to further boost that action of niacinamide and sea daffodil to brighten the skin and prevent dark spots.
And what are the actual products that those kind of translate into if we're actually looking to to buy them to integrate into our brightening routine?
Yeah, so they're all integrated throughout the Bright Healthy Radiance range. So they're available in the Renewing Cleanser, both the Protection Cream for the day and the Brightening Night Comfort Cream for the evening. But really the power booster in the range is the Skin Perfecting Serum. And these are all exclusive to Chemist Warehouse.
How often should we be using a serum for radiant skin?
So really, serums should be applied at least once a day, but twice a day is even better. And serums are typically thinner in consistency than moisturisers, so they're able to deliver hydration into the skin on a much deeper level. So as a general rule, you should really apply skincare products starting from the thinnest to the thickest formulation. And serums work best when they're applied to clean skin after cleansing and before moisturisers and sunscreen. So what I always recommend is applying a thin layer, about 3 to 4 drops of serum over the entire face and neck in a nice gentle upward circular motion and tap into the skin with your fingertips for about 30 to 60 seconds until the serum is absorbed. And it's taking that layered approach by applying a moisturiser after a serum to help lock in moisture and maximise hydration.
Amy, a wealth of knowledge. It has been great having you on our show this morning for all of your radiant skincare tips. We're going to jump to a call. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning. morning. Question is, can you have too many supplements in one day? I take three different supplements, and when I'm putting them in the tablets each week, I think, well, maybe that's a lot.
Carolyn, it's important that you take a supplement to fill a specific need. There's no point taking something on a vague promise, perhaps, with advertising. If you send me the list of what you're taking and why you're taking them, I'll certify it for you. So don't stress. Three's nothing. I take much more than three. Anyway, but you take them for a need. That's the important thing.
Caroline, thanks for the call. We'll be right back after this break here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you face the world with dermatologist-recommended Cetaphil, they do the skincare and you do you. Like Australian Olympic swimmer Emma McKeon. Emma loves how new Cetaphil Bright Healthy Radiance Perfecting Serum hydrates her skin. She's got a power-packed schedule, so she needs a serum with the power of seven benefits in one. It reduces dark spots and fine lines, tones and boosts radiance. Emma gets dermatologist-tested Cetaphil for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Cetaphil at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on this jam-packed show. Gerald and Sarah, thank you for being the best team ever.
Great to see you, Heinze.
It has been an absolute delight.
If you guys missed any of your information, there's an Ask tab on the houseofwellness.com.au. Gerald answers all of those questions. And we're on the show today, midday, Channel 7. Don't miss it. Anything else, thanks to our big partners at Chemist Warehouse, we hope you have the best day you could possibly have.